Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 11, the Bible and prophecy. Summary: the Bible as prophecy. When we look at these versions, they are not so open that everybody knows, that's it. It has to be explained, and it needs the Holy Spirit. Once it is explained, then it's easy. And there is a line in history. There are mighty kingdoms, but all of them will end one day. And the kingdom of every king will end one day. Even the papacy, even that. But it will be broken without people. All these visions should be something that we can have hope. There can be mighty powers. Maybe you are persecuted. Maybe you are arrested. Maybe you are killed. But God wants to tell us, it's no problem. All these kingdoms, they come to an end. But then, stone will fill this planet. And the feet of clay and stone, which symbolizes something else, this combination of papacy with a mighty power, this will come to an end as well. In the Middle Ages, it was the papacy who was the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, Germany. The emperor of this empire was the mightiest emperor of Europe and the world. And so the papacy worked together with the superpower. And in the end time, the papacy works together with the superpower in the end time. That's the United States of America, Washington, D.C., and Rome. This is the combination. One standing for political power, one standing for religious power. And this duo, they together, they will reign the world in the end. Who will rule this world? Rome and Washington, D.C. How long? Till this stone appears. And then everything is over. And in this new kingdom, only those will be allowed to come in who have changed their behavior, who have learned to be loving, have learned to forgive each other, and who come to Jesus and ask Him for forgiveness, repenting, weeping. They are confessing, and therefore they will be there. And this kingdom never, ever disappear. It will stand forever. So all these prophecies, these visions Daniel had, they had this aim. wherever you are in history, in the end, Jesus will come again. In the end, if you love him, you will be saved. And in the end, you will be a member of the Holy Kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.